Thanks for joining us today on Soulful Conversations with Chas and Deb. One of my favorite parts of the day has always been conversations with my friend and spiritual teacher, Deb. In 10 years, we've never run out of things to talk about when it comes to matters of spirituality, recovery, the heart, soul, and ego. I always have the questions, and she always has the answers. Today's topic is planting seeds of love. So, what's that phrase mean to you? Planting seeds of love.
Hi, Jess.
Well, first of all, I like how it sounds.
Yeah, I like how it sounds too.
It sounds so lovely. It's a little more complicated than that, though. Planting seeds of love. Well, we know what planting seeds of hate means, right? It means that we project things out into the world that are hateful and mean and unhealthy. But we can also make a different choice. We can put things out in the world that are of love and forgiveness and understanding and compassion. Even for the people that are the hardest, you know, our biggest teachers are the ones that are the hardest to forgive, the hardest to, to send that seed of love to, right?
Yeah.
But, I think it's really just about being mindful of what we give our energy to. And I'm guilty of, I've said before, I never watched the news, never read a newspaper. My mother was such an advocate for those things, and she tried to shove it down my throat. So probably out of rebellious side of me, but maybe also a side of me that really, not that I didn't care about people or have an interest, but I just felt like, what can I do? How can this possibly be helpful to feed my mind all these scary things that are happening in the world? So I never saw any value in it. Until this past year with the election, and I started listening to the news and started educating myself about things that I knew nothing about before. I couldn't even tell you the difference. Honestly, this is the truth. I didn't know a difference between a Democrat and a Republican. I didn't even know what that meant, or an independent. I had no idea. And I didn't know what I was either, because I voted once before in my life other than this past year. I didn't vote, and I'm not proud of it, but it's just the truth. But I discovered on my card that I'm an independent. But that really doesn't mean anything to me, to be honest. I don't even know why I chose that. it was a long time ago. But regardless, my point is that I see watching the news, you can really get caught up in the violence and the one side against the other. You know, this one's right, this one's wrong. And it's like a bad reality show to me. It reminds me of just watching old bad soap operas. And, you know, you want the outcome to be, it's like you're always on a cliffhanger and you got to watch the next thing and the next thing to, you know, figure out what's going to happen next. And I can see how very addictive, and I mean addictive, it can become. And I don't know how you can watch the news. It's good to educate yourself, and I'm not judging anybody that watches it. I'm just saying I personally don't know how I can watch the news and not have some sort of judgment. It evokes fear in my brain. It's feeding fear to my mind, which I don't like. My mind can create enough stories without help. I'm back to where I always was, is there's no value in it. There's no value. And all I do is add to the problem by engaging in it, by even listening to it, I'm adding to the problem. So, to me, planting seeds of love is to, focus on things that, bring that feeling out, that love, you know, whether it's, there's a lot of videos that with animals and babies and, you know, things that make you feel good. Or there's people, teachers that are inspiring, you know, that really lift you up and make you feel good about life.
So it's just what you put your focus on grows, right?
Yeah.
So we either grow in love or we grow in fear. And watching the news creates fear. As much as it may become addicting to see what's going to happen next, I don't see the value in it. I don't. It's to me, it just became addictive. It just became a bad habit. Just a bad habit, curiosity. There was a curiosity. I can't take it all for myself. There has been a curiosity about things that I never knew about before. And some of it are heroes, you know, along the way. But a lot of it is just, it's not good. And it's not that we put our head in the sand. You were talking about that earlier. You don't want to be uninformed. Put your head in the sand. But, you know, I told you the story. And you know the story of how I never watched the news. And then there was a hurricane coming our way. Irma was the hurricane's name. And I had no idea there was a hurricane coming because I don't watch that stuff. And my partner is less, he doesn't worry about those things and never bothered to tell me. And it was my neighbors when I was walking to the mailbox that said, you have water and everything? Are you ready for the hurricane? I'm like, huh? Hurricane? Like, but then I started to engage in the energy going into the grocery store to get water. I'm watching people hoard things and I felt their energy and nobody saw each other and everybody was, there's a frenzy. And the news, I know, of course, was feeding it. I wasn't watching the news, but I was feeding off other people that were, I'm sure, watching the news. And it just ramped my fear up and took me to a place that I wasn't there before I took it all on. So you would have thought that would have been a valuable lesson for me. Right?
For both of us. Yeah. I can relate to that. I too have never been one to watch the news, but I'll tell you, during that hurricane, I was glued to my phone. I was obsessed with tracking that hurricane. Like, I became obsessed, and it scared the crap out of me. The closer it got, and off I ran, off to Georgia we went. Yep. And then you weren't too far behind us.
Yep, we have to car too.
Yeah, and I was telling you that this morning. Like, I, you know, trust your judgment on things like that more than my own, especially when I'm in fear. But you were in fear too. So your fear fueled my fear. And it's like, I'm out of here. I am out of here. And not even just your fear. It was people around me that normally didn't get scared about things.
Exactly.
Like that.
Yeah. It had everybody ramped up.
Exactly. It was like, hey, these people are normally pretty calm about these things. If they're packing up, like, I'm out. Yeah. So, but it was fear, 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 fear.
Yes. And the news was saying, this is the worst hurricane.
Yep. Yet. Everything's going to be wiped out. I pictured everything gone. And I lived by the beach. So, yep. I mean, those waves came in. I pictured our place was gone. That's what I thought was happening.
Wow. Definitely the fear got ramped up.
Holy
that, cow. And it was heading right towards us and da da da.
Yeah.
But man, yes. And that trip to Georgia was a nightmare. And then I came home after all that and nothing happened.
You never even lost electricity in your house.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Exactly.
I was safe all along. And if I wouldn't have jumped on board with the fear around me, that's why sometimes we got to be careful of other people's energy, because we can, you know, we can take it on.
Yep.
Even going like to the market yesterday, I love the smells and the, you know, the music playing. Like, there's parts of it that, you know, the grandkids, of course, the best part. But the energy of just a lot of people is just not something that feeds my soul anymore. Crowds of people just doesn't. So I don't think it ever fed my soul. I think I just like, shopping. Yes. The experience. But yeah, just living in love and feeding things, because anything, any little thing that we feed our mind will, it gets in there. Mm-hmm. It gets in there. And as much as we try to get it out, Like, I'm having memories of things when I hear some of these things that are happening. I'm having memories of books that I read about the Holocaust when I was a little kid. And it's like, oh, well, maybe it isn't a bad thing they take it out of school. No, that's not true. I did that on my own. I don't even think I read it in school. I read it on my own.
Yeah.
But I see how it's still touching those old memories. Like, it impacted me to this day. What I read as a child still impacts me. So I know for sure, without a doubt, that everything that we feed ourselves can either help us grow in love or grow in fear. Would you agree?
Oh, for sure. And like I said, I never watch the news, but we were talking about something yesterday. And so I thought it would be a good idea to go on there today and just find out everything that's going on in the world. Like, well, what the heck am I supposed to do with all of that? Yeah. Like,
nothing good.
It looks so crazy that it, and like I told you, it looks so crazy that it feels unreal to me. Like, because I don't ever watch that stuff. I mean, I watch other stuff. I watch shows that are drama filled. I mean, it's probably all the same ego driven crap. Honestly.
Yes. If you watch shows that do that.
Yeah. As opposed to, you know, listening to podcasts or, you know, soft music or like, there's a different feeling with those two things. Yes. So I guess one is feeding fear/ego and the other would be feeding love/our soul.
Yeah.
But what I asked you before the podcast. So when you're watching something like that and, you know, it is divided, you see the good side, quote, and the bad side, which I was saying to you, like, is love and fear. Like, how do you not see it as good or bad?
Well, I don't think we should watch it because it's hard for the mind not to judge.
You think it's just going to?
It's just how it's presented. It depends on what station you watch, what commentator you're listening to, like how it's represented can influence your mind. But it's like, but you know, if it's something good, that means somebody else has to be wrong. You know what I mean? If someone's the good guy, then there has to be a bad guy. And it's like, well, yeah. I don't really like that idea. And I'm not saying there aren't people in this world, because we know there are, that are just sick.
Wounded.
Okay. Yeah, very wounded. And that they hurt people. So that's a fact. We know that, but that's been here since the beginning of time. It's not something new. But how much focus do we want to give that, Chaz?
Yeah, you're right.
Like, what... watching it changes nothing. First thing I do before my feet ever hit the floor in the morning is I pray. And I start by praying for the world, and then I pray for our country, and then I pray for everybody I know, and I pray for myself. And so that's what I can do. That's the most powerful tool that I have to offer the world is love and prayer. Everything else is just a waste of time. It really is. And it just puts things in your mind that you don't want in there.
Yeah.
This is only my personal opinion, by the way.
Well, no. And, you know, we were talking about this morning, and it's exactly what happened to me. Like, what are you supposed to do with all that stuff? Like, you're just kind of left with it. Like, I think it gives me a sense of, control, I guess, but mm-hmm. then it's like, but I can't change what's going to happen. So it's a false sense of control.
Yeah. It can be a deflection too, you know, focusing, and maybe your TV shows offer you this, it gets you out of your mind. Yeah. You know, it sends you somewhere else. And, you know, I used to watch the Housewives, the whatever you call them, the Beverly Hills, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? The housewife shows. Mm-hmm. What's it called?
I don't know. I don't watch. I don't know. I think it's something like that.
Yes. Yeah. Well, anyway, I did. One time I watched those shows, and I know it was just a distraction. It was just a distraction. Today, I can't even bear to listen to their voices because they're always fighting and backstabbing each other. And it's like, how did I listen to that for so long? Well, I never took it on. Like, somehow I was able to drop it, like not think about it once it was over, or not agree with somebody or disagree or take sides. So I kind of was just observing it. But today, I can't even tolerate that. Like, I just can't watch it. People being unkind to each other. I can't watch it. Just can't do it.
Yeah.
No. I'm planting seeds of love. That's what we can do. This world needs love. And I want to be part of that.
Yeah, part of the solution, I guess.
Yes, part of the solution. And
love is the solution.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
Fear is not.
No,
fear is control, power. That's not the answer.
No, and it's all created by our mind. It's created by a wounded part of us.
Yeah.
That's where it comes from. And so to heal fear, we cannot feed it. We have to starve it.
Yep.
Right?
My stomach is being loud today. Just in case anybody hears a weird noise, that's what it is.
Jess, you didn't have to tell on yourself because I didn't hear nothing.
You didn't?
No, not today, I didn't.
I'd rather just tell on it than have somebody hear it and be like, what's that? So, yeah, it's my stomach. So, yeah. Planting seeds of love. Being the solution, not the problem. Fear is the problem. Our minds are the problem.
Yes, and it's so cute. Your stomach rumbles, digesting
the things you
talk about. And sometimes your head clicks.
Right? Yep, it does.
You have this clicking in your head. And it's always right at the time when new information is being, when I'm sharing things with you, it's like your mind is downloading. It's like this downloading thing happens for you and this clicking starts. It's quite interesting.
Yeah. It is some. Thanks for sharing that, by the way. We talked about it the other day. I said I've thought about sharing it on there, but no, it does. It's something that started the last few years, and it is like this weird clicking. And I used to make a story about it. I used to make a story that something bad was happening to me, but I realized when it was happening was when something new was being just downloaded. That's exactly how I see it. Like new information being downloaded. Truth, I guess.
Yes, truth. And then you get the truth shakes.
Yep. Yep, I do. Yeah. Weird stuff happens to me physically.
Oh, it happens to all of us, Chess. We just call it something else. People call it something else. They think, oh, it's just this, it's that. No, it's the truth. That's the truth.
Yeah, and right now I have a wrench in my heart. Like, it just, I get this weird, like, pulled muscle in my heart whenever I'm going through something heart-related.
And you just did with your son.
Yeah, I did.
So, no coincidence that now your heart feels tugged on, right?
Yeah, I like to think of it as it gets a workout, I guess.
It does, but that's part of love, is that when we love somebody, we're going to feel something. I told you yesterday when I heard that my son got a promotion, my daughter-in-law told me that my son got a promotion and he got a nice raise. I honestly, I could have just thrown myself on the floor and wept for him. So, you know, just that love that we have.
Yeah.
You know, we just, yeah.
Yeah.
We just feel things deeply.
Yeah. Sometimes things are a little heart wrenching too. So,
yeah.
But
yeah. And yes. And sometimes it's heart wrenching. You're right.
Yeah.
In your case. Yeah.
Yeah. But then just weird things show up physically for me. And maybe I would have just brushed it off at one time and not made the connection. But I don't know. Today I do a little more.
Yeah, it's all connected. And same with me, with my knees going forward. I know there's a resistant part of me doesn't want to do it. And it's like, doggone it, we are going forward.
It's kind of helpful, though, to stop the fear story with it, because when you know, like, there's another piece to it, not that fear doesn't want to get in there and, you know, scare you, but when you know that there's, like, some, like, a bigger picture to it, like, it kind of, I don't know, it's helpful for me to not awfulize it.
Yeah. Yes. Yep. That's it. To know there is always a bigger picture, and I love looking at the bigger picture. The little picture is just doesn't, it feels too ordinary for me.
Yeah.
It just doesn't even feel, it doesn't have any meaning. The little picture feels kind of meaningless, but the big picture kind of brings God into it, and the bigger, the universe, you know, infinite. I like it.
Yep. Yeah, I was reading, I saw this cute little thing on TikTok, and it shows a fish, like a fish in water, you know. I'm going to be really bad at quoting this, but hopefully the, yeah. So the fish, when a fish is out of water, it dies because the water is its home. And when a tree is pulled, like the earth is the tree's home. And when it's pulled from the earth, it dies. And God is man's home. And when we are pulled from God and disconnected from God, it's death for us too. So basically, mm-hmm. it's just saying, like, without that connection, yeah, what do you mm-hmm. really have? Like, that's the answer.
Yeah. Yeah.
Love, God, connection, truth, mm-hmm. all the same thing. And to me, it all feels like the same thing to me.
I love that, Jess.
Did yeah. it make sense? Because mm-hmm. it sure didn't as it was coming out of my mouth. I'm so bad. I am so bad at paraphrasing things. Like, it makes sense in my head, but when I try to spit it out in words, it never comes out the way it's in my head.
Yes, it makes okay. sense.
All right, cool. Well, this has been
revealing.
This has been another fun podcast today.
Are you going to have another podcast hangover?
Another vulnerability hangover? I don't know. To be continued. To be continued. Yeah.
And what symptoms show up when you have a vulnerability? That was our topic in the Zoom meeting this morning, part of it. But
I think I start to feel really insecure. I feel really insecure and really exposed. And I just feel kind of raw.
Okay.
I just kind of feel raw. And all those questions want to come in, like, should I have shared this? Should I have shared that? Like, what are people going to think? Like, all those thoughts start playing. Okay. So that's what happens for me.
Yeah.
So, but hey, put everything else out there. So.
Yeah. It's the only way people can connect. That's what I was saying this morning. It's very hard for me to connect with somebody that's not vulnerable. You know, I'm not a small talker to begin with, never have been. But when people open up and they share their stories with me, it makes me feel close to them. So I know that even though it's hard sometimes to be vulnerable, Chas, I know that's your gift, is that people can connect with that.
Yeah.
Just keep doing it.
Well, yeah. I mean, mm-hmm. I guess that's the direction. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like we covered a lot of ground today.
Mm-hmm.
It is all about planting seeds of love, though. I mean, yeah, all of it. Vulnerability, that's love.
Yes, it is.
So, anything else you want to add?
I think we did good.
All right. Well, thanks for being here this morning and, well, this afternoon. And thanks for sharing all your wisdom with us.
We hope you've enjoyed this episode of Soulful Conversations with Chas and Deb. For anyone who's interested in exploring more wisdom, check out Deb's blog at debbiecruz.blogspot.com and also one of her several recovery Facebook groups, Codependent No More, Support Group for Women, where you will find access to her other groups and also Zoom recovery meetings, where women get to connect directly and ask questions. Until next time!